What have you seen on film or just being around and getting to know a little bit through Zoom? A guy like Damon Arnette, who comes in here with a ton of talent. People are excited to see him. But what have you got to know about him, both as a player and a person?
I love Damon Arnette. I'll say that first and foremost. I think that this guy is the ultimate Raider. And that's what kind of drew us to him as we were going through the draft process. But I think he's got a championship pedigree. I mean, you're talking about a guy that played football at St. Thomas Aquinas down there in Florida. You know, all they do is win state championships. Then he went and he was a 3-year starter at Ohio State. And he was the fixture in that back end. I mean, you look at guys like Garyon Conley, Marshawn Lattimore, Denzel Ward, Jeff Okudah. You know, a lot of those guys were 1-year starters. Damon Arnette was a 3-year starter there. So he's played a lot of football at a high level at Ohio State. And then just as a football player, I love his mental makeup. I think that, you know, when you start evaluating guys in the draft, you know, you start falling in love with a guy's height or a guy's length or how fast a guy might be or a guy's ball skills. And sometimes you lose sight of just, is this guy a great football player? And I think we got the best football player, okay, and the toughest guy when it comes to the corner position in the draft. So and on top of all that, he's a dog. And that's what we wanted. We wanted a guy that's not going to flinch if he's going against Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Cortland Sutton. Didn't matter. 4-3, throw the ball here. And that's the kind of guy I think we got.
Jim O'Neill, coach with the Raiders, is up with Cofield and company. So we talked to Mike Mayock right around the draft, and he mentioned the fact that, you know, you guys had to rely on connections, for references on players. And he talked about, you going back a long ways with Jeff Hafley.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff and I have been good friends for 18 years. And also my assistant DB coach, Tavor Johnson, coached at Ohio State. So he worked with Damon 2 years ago. So I think that anytime you're going to draft somebody high, you're going to dig on a guy. And you're looking for guys that you can trust. We call them blue resources because you get a lot of bad information on guys. You know, oh, this guy loves watching film. He's not an issue. He's a football junkie. You know, if you really don't know somebody and you're not good friends with them, you're really not going to find out about a guy. So just having Tavor on our staff and then my relationship with Jeff going back to 2002 at the University of Albany was critical. The information we were able to get on Damon and how does he respond to motivation? What kind of learner is he? You know, how's he going to react in tough situations? It was awesome. I think we had more intel on him than anybody in the NFL. And I think I had more intel on him than probably any player I've ever evaluated in the NFL. So it made it an easy decision for Mike because I knew Mike was familiar, obviously, with Jeff and for myself.
How excited are you to see Jonathan Abram on the field?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. He is what I call a follow me or else leader. We drafted him to be the alpha male in the room, and we drafted him to make the middle of the field a scary place for offenses. And it got cut short last year, unfortunately, after one game. But I'm excited for year two. I mean, that kid's special. He stuck around all year and sat in on meetings. So mentally, it's going to be like he's going into his second year, even though he missed 15 games. Now, physically, we got to make up the reps. But I'm so fired up to coach that guy. I mean, he is the ultimate football junkie.
I guess there's a unique balance that has to be played here with young guys in terms of how vocal they are, because we know that Jonathan Abram's going to be vocal. We had a chance to talk to Amik Robertson. He's, a bundle of energy. I just wonder, what kind of role guys like that can take early where they're not stepping over the line as young dudes.
Well, I think it comes down to, can you play? And if a guy comes in and he proves himself that he knows what he's doing and he proves it on the field, then you can be vocal. But if you're a guy who's just being vocal and you're mental erring or you're not making plays on the field or you're not where you're supposed to be, nobody's going to listen to you. And you're probably going to wash out of that locker room pretty fast. So I think John was very strategic with how he did it. He kind of kept his mouth closed throughout all spring. And then once he started making plays heading into training camp, he started talking a little bit more. And then as it got closer to the season, he kind of took over the DB room. And then obviously, by Denver, he was in full John Abram form.